Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, exactly in the middle of the page, in the middle of the line with the words Mishum Arba Zakenim. Mishum Arba Zakenim Amu Kolanechal Eruvai Berishoin Harehu Kabane Iroi Besheni. In the name of four elders, they said that if one's Eruv was eaten on the first of 2 days when Shabbos and Yom Tov occur consecutively, on the second day he's considered like one of his city and may not leave its Tuchum. Ravuna b'shem Rav halacha ka'ab b'zakenim. Ravuna, quoting Rav, said halacha follows these four elders. Rav Chista asked the question. She'd say the Rav tamanhu avidla shtei kedushas v'achahu avidla kedusha achas. The ispalgun shayari pesila shayari madura shayari shemen shekavu b'shabbos mar lahadlik b'yom tov. Rav v'Rabbi Chanina tavayun amrin asa v'Rabbi Yochanan amar muta. So the question was, the opinion of Rav seems to have switched. There, in Eruvin, he ruled like the four elders that the 2 days are considered separate, and here, in the case of the wicks, he ruled that they are like one long day, as it was taught, may remains of a wick, a bonfire, or of oil that went out on Shabbos be lit on Yom Tov, and Rav and Rav Chanina both prohibited it, as it's like one long day, and Rav Yochanan permitted it. Amar Rabbi Mana, Kaimer Rabbi Yudin, so Rabbi Mana answered to Rabbi Yudin, Ma afchan la pesila gabi beitza. He said, why are you comparing wicks to an egg? Amalei min ma danan chamyan rabbonan midimayela hada amra hi hada hi hada. So he answered, well, since we see that the rabbis did compare them, they must be the same. She'en kiyotz behen biyorokos asadeh, amipnei she'en kiyotz behen biyorokos asadeh, yuhu asurim. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon permitted all svichim except for cabbage, since people don't usually grow them. Why would that be a reason to prohibit it? Rabbi Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina b'pnei shedarkam legadol im mahois. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, said that since they grow very fast and appear large in a short period of time. And the Gemara asked, b'pnei shedarkam legadol im mahois yiru asurim, why would that be a reason to prohibit it? And Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'yerek at yachol la'amidlov im chadash hu im yashon hu v'am hacha shula yelech v'yavi min ha'isa v'yema min ha'mois hevesi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak answered that for any other vegetable it's possible to identify whether it's new or old, but here he cannot, and there's a concern that he might bring from prohibited crops and claim that he bought from permitted cabbage that grew quickly. And we have a Tosefta, Eim mechayvin oisa la'akos aluf b'shviyas av ha'manichoi k'moshehu im simach mitzvah Shabbos mutter. Tosefta says that one may not allow svichim to grow in Shviyas, even if they began growing in the sixth year. One is not required to uproot svichim of luf that began growing before Shviyas, rather one may leave it in the ground. If it grew after Shviyas, it's permitted. Eim mechayv mois l'shoresh ha'kunas b'shviyas aval mishkaf ba'alin im somchu matzei Shviyas mutter. One is not required to uproot svichim of konus in Shviyas, but he must pick those leaves that grew in Shviyas. If they grew after Shviyas, it's permitted. And the Gemara asked, "Nimsa ma'abed oichle behema? Isn't he thereby wasting shviyas animal food?" Meilein hanavudim. The Gemara answers, "No, the picking isn't considered actively wasting, since they then rot by themselves." Reb Shimon ben Yochai have a ava b'shmitza v'chami chad melaket shviyas. Amalei v'leis ha'asa v'lav svichen inun. Reb Shimon ben Yochai was once passing through a field in Shmita. He saw someone picking svichim and said to him, "Isn't that prohibited? Aren't they svichim?" Amalei, the man replied to him, V'loi atu matirun. He said, aren't you the one that permits them? Amalei, v'ein chaveiro yicholikon olai, kara alav, v'poritz gedi yishchenu nachash, v'chein havaslei. Rav Shimon said, but don't my colleagues disagree with me, and the halacha follows them. Rav Shimon applied the pasuk in Koheles, in Perk Yud, pasuk Ches, one who breaches the fence will be bitten by a snake, and that's what actually happened to that man. Rav Shimon Yochai, Ovid Tamir, b'ma'alta, talasa, asa, shenin. Ma'aros Charuvin, the Truma, Ajehe Le Gufoi Chaluda, Le Sof Tlasa Ese Shinin, Ama Lina Nafik Chami, Ma Kala Alma. Reb Shimon Yochai was hiding in the Charuvin, the Truma cave for 13 years, until his body was covered in sores from covering himself with the sand. After 13 years, he said that perhaps he should go out and listen to what's being said to know whether he must continue hiding. Nafik V'yosiv Le Alpuma, the Ma'alta, Chama Chad Sayed, Sayed Sifrin, Paras Mesute, Shama Baraskala, Amadimus v'ishteziva tzipor, amasipor v'maladai, shmaya layavda, kojgein barnasha, kadchama deshadchan milaya, amanechus nechmi bahadein dimusin de Tveria. So he went out and sat at the entrance of the cave, and he saw a bird hunter laying his net. He heard a heavenly voice say mercy, and the bird was saved from the net. Rav Shimon said, if not for heaven, nothing could be caught or saved from being caught, and this certainly applies to man. When he thought that his words were being accepted in heaven, he said, I will go to Tveira and heal myself in the hot springs. He did this, and he was healed. Amma srichin anu la'asif takona k'moshi asa avisenu harishonim v'yichanes pnei ha'ir v'ayu oisin il tusan u'moichron b'shuk amma nitri Tveira v'havanasav tumasin makatsiz maklik v'chol shehen d'hava miha havitayif v'sadikli min le'el. He said, I must do something to help Tveria, just as the earlier generations did, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, in Perek Lamagimel, Pasuk Yudches, and he encamped before the city, that they set up a meat store in the marketplace and sold meat to the locals. He said, I will purify Tveria for the benefit of the Kohanim. He took lupine beans, cut them into pieces, and threw them all over the city. Any place where a corpse was hidden, the corpse rose up to the surface. Kamsi Chadkusi, Amma Lina Azo, Mafli, Ba'adein Sabad Yudoi, Nasav Chadmis Azo, Vatamrei, Hain, Tadachi, Asa Lagabe, and Rishim Ben Yochai, Amle Loidachis, Asa Palan, Isa Va'ana Mapiklan, Lach, Mintaman, Safa, Rishim Ben Yochai, Buracha Kodesh, Shunasnu Sham, Amagoizani Alecha, Elyonim, Shiordal, Abrachatonim, Shialu, Bechain Havaslay. There was a certain Kusi who saw this, and he said, I'm going to play a game with these Jewish elders. He took a corpse and buried it in a place that Rishim had already purified. He then said to Rishim, haven't you already purified this area? I'll bring you out a corpse from here. Rav Shimon thought with Ruach HaKodesh that the Kusi had put it there. He said, I decree upon you that those above should go down and those below should go up. The Kusi then died and the corpse came back to life. Mi ava koime megadla shama kalei desafra amaha ba yechai medachi Tveria amale yavo alai im loy shamati she Tveria asidi letaya afilakein loy himnin havif miyad nase gal shilad samis. When he passed by the tower, he heard a teacher ridiculing him, saying that they had found a corpse in a place which Rav Shimon had already purified. Rav Shimon said, I have a tradition that Tveria will be purified in the future, and I have made great efforts to do this, and you still don't believe it? Immediately, this teacher became a pile of bones.